Pretty maids, for whom prepare ye this ball? Tributes extraordinary.
Yeah. Upon our eyes, be good enough. enough to bind.
And take good care that both of us are absolutely blind.
Then turn us on, and we, with all convenient dispatch, will undertake to marry any two of you we catch.
If all we undertake to marry any two of us we catch.
Are you peeping? Can you see me?
Dark I'm keeping, dark and dreamy.
All right-minded players, play so.
Conducere, they are cheating, show me, they deserve a beating. This too much is made and mocking, conduct such is truly shocking.
You can find such a shame, you can find such a shame. You can see some things and be some, you can see some things and be some. There's no doubt that you be some, there's no doubt that you be some.
At length achieved a capture. This is Tessa. Rapture, rapture,
rapture, rapture.
To me, Jeanette, fate has granted just the very girl I wanted.
Just the very girl he wanted.
If you'd rather change.
My goodness, this indeed is simple rudeness.
I've no preference whatever.
Listen to him! Well, I never. Thank you, gallant Gondolieri, in a set and formal measure. Express
the sunny Spanish shore, the Duke of Plaza Tor,
and his grace's Duchess too,
and his grace's daughter too,
and his grace's private drum, to Venetia's shores have come, to Venetia's shores have come. Neither that grandee from the Spanish shore, the noble Duke of Plaza Tor,
all his grace's duchess staunch and true,
and his grace's daughter too,
and his grace's own particular drum, to Venetia's shores will come, to Venetia's shores will come. If in enterprise of martial kind, when there was any fighting, he led his regiment from behind, he found it less exciting. But when away his regiment ran, his place was at the foro, that celebrated, cultivated, underrated nobleman, the Duke of Plaza Tor.
In the first and foremost rank, you always found that knight, that celebrated, cultivated, underrated nobleman, the Duke of Plaza Tor.
When to evade destruction's hand, to hide they all proceeded, no soldier in that gallant band hid half as well as he did. He lay concealed throughout the war, and so preserved his goro, that unaffected, undetected, well-connected warrior, the Duke of Plaza Tor.
In every doughty kita, he always chose the leader, that unaffected, undetected, well-connected warrior, the Duke of Plaza Tor.
When told that they would all be shot unless they left the service, that hero hesitated not, so marvelous his nerve is. He sent his resignation in the first of all his coro, that very knowing, overflowing, easygoing paladin, the Duke of Plaza Tor.
To men of grosser flavor, he always showed the way, that very knowing, overflowing, easygoing paladin, the Duke of Plaza Tor. That very knowing, overflowing, easygoing paladin, the Duke of Plaza Tor.
Oh, but me alone. Oh, woe is me. One heart, one life, one soul, one aim, one goal. Each in the other's thrall, each all in all. Ah, woe is me. Ah, woe is me. Oh, bury, bury, let the grave fall tall, the days that were, that never will be more. Oh, bury,
leaves as gathered flowers. Oh, woe is me. Dead as the garden achieves that love of ours. Oh, woe is me. Born but to fade and die when hope was high.
I brought him here and left him gaily prattling with a highly respectable gondolier who promised the royal babe to rear and teach him the trade of a time and air with his own beloved bratling. Both of the babes were strong and stout, and considering all things clever, of that there is no manner of doubt, no probable possible shadow of doubt, no possible doubt whatever,
no possible doubt whatever.
But owing I'm much disposed to fear to his terrible taste for tippling, that highly respectable gondolier could never declare with a mind sincere which of the two was his offspring dear and which the royal stripling. Which was which he could never make out despite his best endeavor. Of that there is no manner of doubt, no probable possible shadow of doubt, no possible doubt whatever,
no possible doubt whatever.
Time sped, and when at the end of a year I sought that infant cherished, that highly respectable gondolier was lying a corpse on his humble bier, I draw up the grand inquisitor's tear. That gondolier had perished. A taste for drink combined with gout had doubled him up forever. Of that there is no manner of doubt, no probable possible shadow of doubt, no possible doubt whatever,
no possible doubt whatever.
The children followed his old career. This statement can't be parried. Of a highly respectable gondolier, well, one of the two who will soon be here. But which of the two, it is not quite clear, is the royal prince you married. Search in and out and round about, and you'll discover never a tale so free from every doubt, or probable, possible shadow of doubt, or possible doubt, whatever.
A tale so free from every doubt, or probable, possible shadow of doubt, or possible doubt, whatever.
Unseemly wrangle. Such complications frequently occur. Life is one closely complicated tangle. Death is the only true unravel.
My tongue, we can never straighten out life's tangled stay. Why should we in vain endeavor guess and guess and guess again?
Life's a pudding full of plums,
cares of canker that benumbs.
Life's a pudding full of plums, cares of canker that benumbs. Wherefore waste our death no confusion on him of single solution. Life's a pleasant institution. Let us take it as it comes. Let us take it as it comes. Set aside the dull enigma. We shall guess it all too soon.
Failure
brings a line of steel.
Laughter, every sign of finds a friend.
Thank you.
give way to this uncalled for grief. Your separation will be very brief. To ascertain which is the king and which the other, to Barataria's court I'll bring his foster mother, her former nursling, to declare she'll be delighted. That's settled. Let each happy pair be reunited.
Biba, his argument is strong. Biba, we'll not be parted long. Biba, it will be settled soon. Biba, then comes our honeymoon. Biba, biba, biba.
Then one of us will be a queen and sit on a golden throne, with a crown instead of a hat on her head and diamonds all her own, with a beautiful robe of gold and green I've always understood. I wonder whether she'd wear a feather. I rather think she should.
Oh, she's more a thing I mean to be a regular royal bee. No half and half affair, I mean no half and half affair. A right up regular royal bee.
Drive about in a carriage and pair with the king on her left hand side, and a milk-white horse is a matter of course whenever she wants to ride, with beautiful silver shoes to wear upon her dainty feet, with endless stocks of beautiful frocks, and as much as she wants to eat.
Oh, 'tis a glorious thing I mean to be a regular royal queen. No half and half affair, I mean no half and half affair, but a right of regular royal queen.
She condescends to walk, be sure she'll shine at that, with a haughty stare and a nose in the air like a well-born aristocrat. At elegant high society talk, she'll bear away the bell with a how do you do and a how are you, and I trust I see you well.
Oh, 'tis the glorious thing I mean to be a regular royal queen. No half and half affair, I mean no half and half affair, but regular royal queen.
And noble lords will scrape and bow and double themselves in two, and open their eyes in blank surprise at whatever she likes to do. And everybody will roundly vow she's fair as flowers in May, and say how clever at whatsoever she condescends to say.
Oh, 'tis the glorious thing I mean to be a regular royal queen. No half and half affair, I mean no half and half affair, but like a regular royal queen. Oh, 'tis the glorious thing I mean to be a regular royal queen. A right of regular royal.
Suppose we undertake to find congenial with his frame of mind, and all shall equal be.
the Chancellor in his peruke, the Earl, the Marquis, and the Duke, the groom, the butler, and the cook, they all shall equal be.
The aristocrat who banks with coots, the aristocrat who hunts and shoots, the aristocrat who cleans our boots, they all shall equal be.
The noble lord who rules the state, the noble lord who cleans the plate,
the noble lord who scrubs the grate, they all shall equal be.
The Lord High Bishop Orthodox, the Lord High Coachman on the box,
the Lord High Vagabond in the stocks, they all shall equal be.
For everyone who feels inclined, suppose we undertake to find congenial with his frame of mind, congenial with his frame of mind, and all shall equal be. Sing high, sing low, wherever they go. Sing high, sing low, wherever they go. Wherever they go, wherever they go, they all shall equal be. Sing high, sing low,
please, to frown.